Rockets football coverage continues. It's time for the game. The game is proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, and Zaxby's of Shelbyville. Now, let's go back to the field with the voice of the Rockets, Shane Stovall.
And we welcome you back in here at Power FM Radio, WXLN 93.3, and we are just set off for kickoff, and here comes Mr. Edwards, kicker for Shelby County, and he boots it off. I believe Shelby County won the toss and deferred. Kick is mishandled at about the four and goes into the end zone, looks like, for a touchback. So Shelby County will start their defense out, coming up against these Fighting Tigers of Breckenridge County, who will start first and 10 from the 20. Let's see, we got, looks like we got pretty much all the normal cast and crew out there, minus Drew Mack on defense, from what I can see. We might have one or two other substitutions or other people starting. I'm not sure. Can't see all the numbers just yet. And we talked about the defense of Shelby County playing extremely well lately. You talk about their last three games, you know, they give up 28 points and then 0 and 21, which, you know, 28 and 21 doesn't sound like anything special, but you talk about Spencer County and South Oldham, so. First play of the game for Breckenridge. Quarterback takes a snap. He has to run. He gets up, kind of goes up the middle, a little bit off to the right. He gets a few yards, and that's going to be Grayson Sosh, S-O-S-H. He's a junior linebacker, 6'1", 180. He also plays linebacker on defense.
It was a good run. The defense couldn't get in there to get him. They were passing formation and went out. Good coverage on the defense on the secondary.
And they picked up 5 yards on that. Sosh comes back up. He's under center. He's got one back behind him to the right. He's got kind of a wing T formation going, a lot like Shelby County run. He's got two spread out wide. Back goes in motion. Is a fake handoff? No, he does hand it off to the back up the middle, and he is belted as soon as he crosses the line of scrimmage. So no gain there, maybe a half a yard. Couldn't see who got that hit, but that was ran by number two, who is Matthew Miller, senior running back, 5'11", 175. Looks like Michael Perry, number 11, made that tackle, Jason.
Yeah, Perry got right in there, and again, speed and athleticism, we say it every week. Perry, one of the fastest guys on this team, got right in there and stopped him for, looks like, no gain on that.
The human missile, that we're calling human rocket.
That's
human
a good little nickname. It's pretty nice when you get a nickname.
I guess he was a human missile in middle school. Now he's a human rocket.
Is that what it is? I like it.
He could have went to West. I don't know. Shotgun formation. Sosh takes the handoff, or takes the snap, rolls left. He fires way too high, about a foot too high for his receiver. Over on the left sideline, incomplete pass. Going to bring up fourth down, fourth and five.
Coming out in throwing formation. I mean, it looked like a nice throw there. Just threw it way too high.
Yeah, just a tad.
Looks like he's got a little arm on him.
I mean, that was kind of a laser. You know, good tight spiral. It was a good-looking ball, just a little bit high. So it's going to bring up the first punt, so the Rockets do their job. They hold the three and out, assuming it's not a fake. And you wouldn't think it would be, snapping the ball from your own 25-yard line in the first series of the game when you're heavily underdog. Good snap. Punter gets it. Quick punt. It's kind of a squib pooch punt type of deal. Takes one bounce. It's going to be fielded by Perry at the 48-yard line. He gets the outside. He's at the 50, 45, 40. He's got a block. 35, 30, 25, 20. And he's going to go to the house, folks. Nice block there at the end. He's in for a touchdown. Wow. Absolutely stunning start for the Rockets. And we're getting used to this thing. I'm going to try to find out who that was that laid an absolute tremendous block. Number 36. You've got to get a little closer to me. I'm old.
It's like 23.
12, I think, is who I'm
was
seeing
it?
Made the
okay.
Block. I believe it was number 12. That'd be Tyler Drain, your quarterback slash safety. I think people forget that he plays defense. You know, he's a linebacker slash safety, kind of a hybrid player on defense. And my goodness, did he lay an absolute stellar of a block at about the 12-yard line. And I don't think he was going to get tackled. Perry was going to get tackled by the man, but it was going to be close. It's a good thing Drain was there. So Edwards comes on for the extra point. Shelby leads 6-0, 10-10 to go in the first quarter. First possession, I guess you call it. Snap is good. Kick is up and good, as we've said every time this year. And Shelby County's going to take a 7-0 lead, 10-10 to go in the first quarter. So after a three-and-out series and a 52-yard punt return by the human missile, Michael Perry, they go up 7-0. Rockets are ahead. We're going to take a quick timeout and send it back to the studio for a commercial break. We'll return shortly.
Not all celebrations live up to the hype. Birthdays? Wedding anniversaries.
A dust broom. You shouldn't have.
At Zaxby's, during our 25th anniversary, we're giving our fans a reason to celebrate with Zaxby's Celebration Special Meal. That's 4 chicken fingers, Texas toast, crinkle fries, Zax sauce, and a 32-ounce drink. So when you're finished enjoying that job promotion,
we're working through the weekend.
And your daughter's first musical recital. Head down to Zaxby's for the Celebration Special Meal for a limited time. Indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
And we are back after the Shelby County 7-0 lead and the kick return, punt return, I should say, 52-yard punt return by Michael Perry puts the Rockets up 7-0. Kickoff by Edwards was kicked deep, fielded at about the 1 or 2 yard line, returned up to, looks like around the maybe the 12-yard line, and Keon Stone, who is, I forget what grade he is in, I was going to mention that. Keon Stone, he's a freshman. I thought he was a freshman. 5'6", 144. He's a backup quarterback slash wide receiver and plays defensive back as well. Come up and made a nice tackle and upended the return man.
You've seen three big hits already. You saw the block by Drain, and then that hit, he upended him. Just a nice nice play by the Rockets.
Absolutely. Breckenridge comes with one back in the backfield. He's going to get sacked. He snap. Quarterback takes the snap, tries to roll to his right, fakes a handoff up the middle, but not much going on there. The defense was swarming all over him. That was number 23, James Bradley, who has been playing pretty good lately on defense. He also doubled as a wide receiver. And he's a linebacker on defense, 5'10", 154. He's a junior, good-looking player. A little bit undersized maybe for linebacker. But, you know, when you get the job done, it doesn't matter what you weigh or how tall you are. Kind of like Elvis Zimmerville, you know, a little short for defensive end. And, I mean, he just obliterated quarterbacks in college and then goes in NFL and does the same thing. So that'll bring up second down and 15 on a loss of 5. Quarterback in a shotgun formation, one back to his left. He gets a snap. He rolls to his left. He's looking downfield. Good coverage. Oh, man. Well, a player, the tight end looked like over the middle. It was good coverage on the outside by Brandon Davis. Had the outside receiver jammed up. But it looked like a tight end. Maybe got loose. Had a linebacker coverage, one-on-one coverage. Get past the linebacker. I tell you, he was wide open. The quarterback, Sauce, just threw the ball about 4 or 5 yards too deep. Otherwise, if that was on the money, that's bad news.
That would have been a long gain, probably 6 the other way.
Absolutely.
I don't know what happened with the coverage. It looks like the, I don't know who it was in the center there, he kind of turned around and looked at the ball. He didn't look at the, didn't play the ball.
I think he got a little bit lost when he turned to look at the ball, and he didn't realize where he was at and where the receiver was. 9:10 to go in the first quarter. Rock leads 7-0, in case you're just joining us here on 93.3 WXLN Radio. Quarterback in the shotgun, gets the snap, sends a man in motion, hands it off to his back. He bounces off to the right and breaks a tackle and actually gets up near the 20, about the 19-yard line. Going to make it fourth down, though. Keyshawn Catlett on the tackle. And we've talked about Keyshawn, and I don't think enough, really. His defense has really been impressive the last few weeks. I mean, he's played good all year long, but his defense in the last few weeks has really hit an elite level. Good on pass coverage. I mean, he jams up receivers and sticks with them. He's right in their hip pocket almost every time. And then he comes up and makes a tackle. Breckenridge on the punt. Snap is good. Punt again. Lands at the 50. Backs Perry up. He gets it at the 43. Makes a man or two miss. He's up the left side. Makes another man miss. He's on the sideline. He's down to the 30. 35, and he goes down to the, 25, and gets tripped up finally at about the 23. So a nice return there of about 25, 30 yards.
Yeah, once
he got about 25 yards.
He should have been stopped. And again, you're seeing the athleticism. You're seeing the ability to make a play. And another thing, the ball's just bouncing twice, just perfect for him. The ball usually doesn't bounce that way when it's kicked like that. But great play by Perry. Once again, the Rockets are going to start great field positions. First time we get a chance to see the offense on the field. And this is exactly what you want to see from Coach Shipley. You get an early 7-0 lead. Your defense gets 2-3 and out.
We've got a player down. Everybody started taking a knee, and I wondered if we had somebody down. I see him now. We've got a Rocket down at about the 30-yard line. Hopefully it's not too serious. The silver lining is that we do have Max Performance and their talented staff that helps the team out, and let's hope it's nothing too serious.
I think it is a
Breckenridge player. Regardless, you still don't want anything serious.
Here comes their coach from the other side of the field to check on him.
So we've got a Breckenridge County player down at the 30. I don't see much movement, and we've got a couple of the Max Performance staff, and I don't know if they've got any of their staff over there from Breckenridge, any of their medical staff that's over here looking. I'm sure they do. We might go ahead and take a commercial break. 8:20 to go in the first quarter. Rockets up 7-0 after Michael Perry 53-yard punt return for a touchdown. And we'll take a quick break, send it over to the studio, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 11 years. Whether you are suffering from low back pain, pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activity that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. Call today to schedule your appointment, 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN programming.
And we welcome you back from that quick break. And it was a Breckenridge player, Demetrius Mucker, senior running back and linebacker, who was hurt and shaking up on the play. Tyler Dream takes the handoff, hands it off to Manica, who goes up the middle, dances around, gets a couple yards, maybe 4 or 5. We'll see where they mark it. Rockets lead 7-0. Ball gets down. They get down to about the 17-yard line. It's going to bring up second and, well, he got more than I thought he did. It's going to bring up second short, maybe a yard or two to go.
Second and two.
Oh, that's right. I was thinking he was at the 30. We were about the 25. Mm-hmm. Drain in the pistol formation. Sends Perry in motion. Gets a snap. He's going to turn around and hand it off to Brandon Davis, who's dancing and trying to get free. And, well, he's going to get stood up. Good team speed there for Breckenridge defense. They kind of a team tackle. Looks like it was led by number 2, Matthew Miller, for the Tigers. So we're going to bring up 3rd and 2. No gain there. Stopped right at the line of scrimmage. He had a little opening, and he danced and made one guy miss and had a little opening, and I thought he was going to get to it, but then 2 more Tigers came over and plugged it up.
Yeah, sometimes you dance a little bit too much. You let things happen. Great play by the Fighting Tigers to stop him for no gain.
Good point. I never dance too much. I might sing too much, but I don't dance too much. So Drain, he sends Perry in motion. He gets a snap. He's going to option right. Pitches to Perry. Perry with a nice plant move. That's just absolutely embarrassing. And Perry strolls in from the 16th. That's at the 16-yard touchdown run, and the Rockets go up 13-0. We've talked about it before. Tyler Drain has become just a complete quarterback. He's not just a running quarterback, but he and Shipley touched on it a couple weeks ago. He runs that option to near perfection, and a lot of people don't really put in or know what it takes to put in to run the option precise like that. As a quarterback, you have to know when to tuck it. You have to know when to hand it off. You have to know, and when you're going to pitch it, those pitches aren't easy. When you're moving, you've got a guy moving to your right or your left behind you a couple yards. Those pitches are not easy to hit somebody in stride, and that's why you see a lot of teams that run the option. They have a lot of fumbles. And we've got an offsides on the extra point here. The kick was good, but we're going to have offsides. Probably going to be declined, and point will be good.
Well, it's a great point on the option. You've got to know when to throw it. And a lot of times you might take the hit, but you've just got to know that perfect time, and he did it. And when you've got a guy to pitch it to, like Michael Perry, one of the top, actually he's one of the tops in the states in scoring. I mean, that's number 5th with his 2 touchdowns tonight, number 15 on the year. Matter of fact, he's taken the lead. He was tied with Manica coming into this game with 13. So 2 early touchdowns, but it makes it a lot easier, I'd say, for a quarterback to be able to throw it, to pitch it to those guys. And then with Manica, the bulldozer, right up the middle, this offense gets rolling.
It's absolutely right. And they've been doing it all year, and they've been doing it precise. They've been doing it very well. And as Edwards kicks that extra point through, it's going to be 14-0, 6:47 to go in the first quarter. And I know you may think I'm repeating myself. I just said that a couple minutes ago that Shelby County scored, but they have done it again. 14-0, 6:47 to go in the first. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back for kickoff.
While a cow eats 25 pounds of hay each day, a Case IH round baler can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. And while cattle only have one job to do, a Maxim Series tractor has 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for every other job you need to get done, count on Case IH equipment. Visit Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville or caseih.com/livestock. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
And we welcome you back, and we want to thank you for listening here at 93.3 WXLN Radio. You're listening to the Shelby County Rockets take on the Breckenridge Tigers in his first round of playoffs. Rockets starting out pretty strong, 14-0 lead, 6:47 to go, and Josh Edwards kicks off, and again, it's going to go into the end zone for a touchback, which is kind of been the norm all year. He's got that strong leg. I tell you what, he's a
he's a good-looking prospect, even for, you know, major Division One colleges, in my opinion. I've watched a lot of football, and I do some college media football, you know, things. So I've done a lot of interviews with recruits, and, I mean, talking about high-caliber four-star, five-star guys I've interviewed, things like that. And as far as kickers go, you know, they don't get a lot of hype, a lot of publicity. I tend to watch the kickers. One of my good friends kicked, played soccer, and had a chance to go to U of L. I'm not going to mention his name. But so I kind of got into kickers and watching them. And Josh is as good as any of them I've seen in the last 10 years, 12 years I've been doing this.
It's a nice weapon to have when you can start your field position on defense at the 20.
Absolutely. Great point. Breckenridge comes out in a little pistol formation. Quarterback Sosh gets the snap. He's going to hand it off to the guy who's kind of in motion. I guess you call that kind of a wide out back. It's almost kind of like a wing left side, standing the left side of the quarterback. Cuts in. He gets the handoff, shoots up the middle, and gets it out to about the 27-yard line. It's going to bring up second and three on that 7-yard game. 6:22 to go in the first quarter. Rockets lead 14-0. Sosh up under center this time. One back straight behind him. Two on each side. One on each side, left and right, and get two wide out. Okay, looks like we got some movement on the false start. Yeah, we got movement on the offensive line. Look like maybe number 54. There's actually two of them. I guess you could take your pick. If it was 54, that's Nick. Well, maybe it's not 54. I guess I need to look at my eyes again.
He's big, but Madison Thompson, 6'5", 360. Yeah.
That was him. I guess that's why I saw him. He's a big boy.
That's an offensive lineman right there.
And I said it maybe two people. Yeah. I guess it was probably just him. I mean, when you're 6'5", 360, that's two people. So I apologize. I thought it was two guys that moved. Man, look at him. You don't notice how big he is until you look at the entire offensive line beside him. He's the size of them. Sosh gets the snap, rolls back. He's got some pressure, and he's got to throw it quick. Looking to his left, nothing going there. Keyshawn Catlow's in on the coverage there. Got number 44 also in the coverage. Malik Manica's out there with some nice coverage. Ball was thrown short, well short, about 6 yards, incomplete.
He's probably better glad that was underthrown because I think it was Catlett.
Catlett and Manica were
in. When Brandon Davis was out there, I think, too, they had a beat on that ball, and if it was thrown, that would have been a pick six the other way easy.
You're a good point. It was either going to be a pick six or Mr. Manica was probably going to light you up into next week. So we got third and six, ball at the 27-yard line, rather. Sosh gets the pass. He's got pressure in his face, and that's going to be picked off. He throws an ill-advised pass, and there's your man, Michael Perry, with a great one-handed pick. He's all the way back to the 20, the 15. He's going to get stood up at the 15 and go down. Takes three tacklers. What an amazing catch. Devin Mantilla, actually. I thought that was number 11, Michael Perry. That was number 10. We talked about pregame, how good his hands have been, the amazing catches he's had on offense. And here he is on defense. I mean, that was an ill-advised pass. Yes. Quarterback was pressured. There was nobody there in the vicinity. I mean, his closest receiver is 8 yards away. But Mantilla just steps up right in the middle of the field, jumps, catches the ball at the highest point, one-handed, and little Odell Beckham Jr.-ish. We have a new ODB.
That was
OBJ, I guess they call him.
That was a nice play.
Absolutely. And he returned it all the way back to about the 17-yard line, 16-yard line?
Yeah.
Drain gets the snap, bobbles it a little bit. He's throwing it. Swing pass to the right to Brandon Davis. Davis using that speed, gets the outside. Wow. He's going to be in. That's a touchdown. No. Did he get in? Yes, they did signal. Touchdown Brandon Davis. Sorry to laugh. It's almost comical because Drain kind of bobbles the snap. It was a little bit low. He's able to get it. He bobbles it. And he just looks up. I don't think that was a design play. I mean, yes, Davis went out there, and that was his route. You know, halfback kind of out into the flat.
Mm-hmm.
But Drain didn't look like he was going to him. It's like he finally got a hold of the ball and was like, oh, look what I got, and just looks up. And he actually was getting some pressure in his face there and then was able to throw it over in the flats. And that's what you do. You let Brandon Davis do the work for you. You just get the ball near him, let him do the work for you. He used that 10x200 track speed, a world-class track speed almost. I mean, folks, if you've never seen him, I suggest you come out here and watch him as soon as you can. This kid can fly. Michael Perry, not taking anything away from Michael Perry, Keyshawn Catlin, some other guys, man, he can fly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to put them up 21-0, and we still got 5:18 to go in the first quarter, and we're going to take another quick break. We'll be back in about 30 seconds.
Birthdays.
Wedding anniversaries.
A dust broom. You shouldn't have.
At Zaxby's, during our 25th anniversary, we're giving our fans a reason to celebrate with Zaxby's Celebration Special Meal. That's four chicken fingers, Texas toast, crinkle fries, Zax sauce, and a 32-ounce drink. So when you're finished enjoying that job promotion,
we're working through the weekend.
And your daughter's first musical recital. Head down to Zaxby's for the Celebration Special Meal for a limited time. Indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
And welcome back in. And if you're a Rocket fan, you're just bubbly right now. You're getting used to this kind of thing. But it is 21-0 Rockets lead after that Brandon Davis touchdown receiving, I guess you would call it. It was a little swing pass.
It's actually a 16-yard.
16-yard.
17, that's right.
So 21-0, and Edwards does his job and puts the ball about 6 yards deep in the end zone on the kickoff. No way you're returning that. So, again, the Tigers will come out to the 20-yard line and start first and 10. And, I mean, you know, it's almost remnant of the Collins game. Mm-hmm. We talked about, you know, if you're in this position, you know, I'd ask you about Coach Lucas back in the Collins game. You know, what do you think? You know, when you get down to a certain point and just a certain point the way you're playing, you just want to see your team do something positive, you know. I mean, they started out the game, you know, had a couple good positive plays in a row, almost had them a first down. And then they punt, and you think, okay, well, let our defense do the job. Well, no, you won't, because Michael Perry's going to return at 52 yards. And then you throw an interception, and then Brandon Davis scores. Nonetheless, quarterback Sosh, he gets a snap, fakes a, oh my, made a man miss. He's got a huge hole. He gets all the way out to the 37 before he is struck by number 13 there, which is Ethan Gorey. I'm trying to say his name right, sophomore defensive back. I guess it's actually pronounced Gore, not Gorey.
They're going to spot that at the 39, so he gets 19 out of it. Not a great job on defense by the Rockets. He was wide open. I mean, he had a lane. Nobody was there to meet him, and he gets all the way out to the 39. So there's that positive play for Breckenridge County. That's, as a coach, that's what you want to see. You just want to see them. They're outmatched.
Yeah.
They get it. They're outmatched. There's not a lot of guys on their team. You look at the sideline for Shelby County, you look at theirs.
Yeah.
It is a big, big mismatch in the numbers.
And I did, speaking of the numbers, I did count. We got the roster in front of us. I did count. I was off. I was wrong, so I apologize. I said 25. There's 26.
You should have to go home, and I'll call the rest of the game.
Then. Yeah, I need to get a couple lashes to the hands and
your math skills.
Go pick out a switch.
That's whatever was closest.
Quarterback in the shotgun, got a man to his right, sends a receiver in motion to his left, fakes the handoff. He's got a receiver on the sideline, but he got great coverage, and that ball's underthrown. It's a good thing because Brandon Davis had his eyes all over it. Brandon Davis in this guy's hip pocket. I can't see who the receiver is over there. But absolutely, your shadow can't get any closer to you. I mean, Davis was all over him, and it's a good thing that Sosh threw that ball about 3 yards short. And it was just out of reach for Davis. He was able to stop and come back for it. The receiver kind of gave up on it, to be honest with you. And if Davis gets that, I mean, he's got a lot of green in front of him.
Davis is, I'm interested in his progression because you look at a guy, he's 5'11", he's a junior, so he's got another year left, and he could be the stud on this team going forward next year.
Potential.
And I can see him just looking at him in the future, the way the college game is, his ability to catch the ball, his ability to run, and then not only that, you saw his corner skills right there. I mean, he was, you're right, he was blank, he had the blanket on him. And I could see him at the next level doing something.
I tell you, I agree with you. And at this level, he is what you call a shutdown corner.
Uh-huh.
On that last play there, they was in the shotgun. Sosh gets the handoff, hands it off to his fullback, who goes up the middle, doesn't get much of anything. Actually, I think he lost a yard on the play. Ball is at the 34-yard line, so it's going to bring up third and 15, 3:40 to go in the first quarter. He was met by a host of tacklers there. I didn't see who got the first hit. But there's a couple guys in on it. They're going to come back. He's up under center this time, Sosh is. He's got his fullback right behind him. He's got the two backs off like in a wing formation. One to each side, two receivers split wide. He sends it back in motion. He's going to try a little screen pass, and that's well covered again. I believe, did he catch it and hold on? We've got a flag on the play as well. But Brandon Davis, again, you can't get any better coverage. And it might have been too good. I think they may have called pass interference on Davis. And the ball was caught about 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage on the little screen pass. We'll see what they say. Currently, would stand at about fourth and 15, fourth and 16, something like that. We'll see what the penalty is. I believe it's going to be pass interference.
Yes.
Shipley's out on the field. He doesn't look very happy, so I'm assuming that's going to be against Davis. Ref telling Shipley, you better get back on that sideline. And it is pass interference, so that will be a first down. for Breckenridge. Shipley is he's livid. He's pretty hot right now and giving that ref an earful.
Yeah, I didn't see. Of course, it's on the other side of the field, so it's easy to sit up here without monitors and say,
sure,
hey, we didn't see it. I didn't really see what it was. Of course, the ref is over there closest to it, so I guess you got to err on that side.
Right.
But maybe it was. Maybe he's just covering him a little bit too good.
He was. He was pressed up on him. I could see it could. I mean, it's not a horrible call, but I wouldn't have called it regardless. But Sosh takes the snap. He's got pressure, and he's going to dump it over to the right, looking for number seven, his receiver over here to the right side of us, which is Brandon Kuiper. Probably no relation to Mel Kuiper, but you never know. He had Jordy Orsotto. That's my man, Jordy Orsotto. I've talked about him before and how well he's played all year. He was over putting the pressure on the quarterback, made him get rid of it early, and the ball was well underthrown, incomplete. With that penalty, I forgot to mention, they moved the ball up to the 49. So now they're looking at second and 10 from their 49-yard line. See if the defense can maybe get another interception or just hold them out for another couple stops real quick. 3:11 to go in the first quarter. Got Ethan Gore over here. He's been playing some pretty good coverage tonight. Closest to us, some defensive back. Snap, fumble, and it was a fumble, and Shelby County recovered. So I guess
there's your
call that. And that was number 55, Jordy Orsotto in on that, wasn't it?
Yeah, the right spot. He recovered it.
Jordy Orsotto with the fumble recovery at the 40, right on the 45-yard line. Shelby County takes over on their own 45-yard line, looking to hit pay dirt again and go up 28-0 maybe.
When you are struggling as a team, the one thing you can, there's two things you cannot do. Number one, you can't commit penalties. You get a positive play, they've already had a couple of them, you move yourself back. You cannot, under any circumstance, you can't turn the ball over, and especially
right,
that one. That was such an easy one for Orsotto. Good field position. They're on the 45 of Breckenridge County.
Very good point. Drain gets the snap. He had sent Davis in motion behind him. Pitches to Davis. He's at the 40, 35, 30, dancing around, missing more tackles. He's down to about the 26, 25-yard line. So a nice little end-around play there. Had Drain in the little pistol that they run. And I didn't see who. I guess that was Manica. Yeah, it was Manica. It was off to his right. Brandon Davis is spread out far up on the right side of the field. He does his little patent, foot move. You stomp your foot, send your man in motion. He comes behind him. You pitch to Davis behind him. And Davis did the rest.
They're getting on the outside. Manica hasn't really touched the ball but one time. He's had one rush for 8 yards. They're getting on the outside with Perry and with Davis. That's Davis' third carry for 37 yards.
Well, when it's not broke, don't fix it, right?
Exactly.
We go on the pistol. He sends Perry in motion this time, but he hands it off to your boy Manica, who stops at the line of scrimmage, bounces left, trying to make something out of nothing. He may have gotten a yard there. It's going to be about the 25-yard line. I'm going to say he got about a yard. And I think Manica might have been better off there. And he got the handoff. It was kind of clobbered clustered up there at the line of scrimmage. And he stopped on a dime and tried to bounce it out left.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'd have been better off just doing his normal thing, put that head down and run over and get you a couple of tough 2 or 3 yards instead of bouncing it out and get 1 yard.
That's his game. His game is going north-south, not east-west.
Absolutely. I mean, he's got better speed than you think, but
yeah,
you're right. His game is put your head down, straight running. Do what you do. The Train comes out again. He's got Mantilla split left. Perry right, Brandon Davis behind him, but he hands it off to Manica, who was on the left side. And he is just bullying. We talked about it. There he is. Puts his head down, puts his shoulders down. He squares up and dares people to come in front of him. We got a late flag. Manica runs it all the way down to about the 11-yard line. We got a late flag. Not sure. We got. Looks like it's going to be on number 50. It's going to be on the Rockets, I believe. Looks like number 56, maybe. Hayden Tedford, sophomore offensive defensive lineman. Looks like he may have had a block in the back towards the end of the play. It was kind of hard to tell. Where the flag is and the time that it came in, I would expect it's a block in the back. Beth conferring with Shipley and letting him know, calm down, and I'll tell you in just a second what it is. Shipley's been living.
I think it's going to be unsportsmanlike conduct.
Unsportsmanlike conduct,
yeah.
It is. So it kind of makes you a little chippy. We did get a little chippy earlier on, I couldn't remember who it was. A couple plays ago, one of the Rockets got up and gave a little shove. It was a little chippy over something, but there was nothing called on that. Refs kind of got control of them. We're at 1:42 to go in the first quarter. Rockets lead 21-0, and I guess they're still driving, but they've just marched themselves back after an unsportsmanlike penalty, and that sends it back to the 26-yard line, 27-yard line. Be second down and 9 at the 27-yard line. Draining the pistol, got Manica offset behind him to the left. Got Mantee and Perry split left wide. Perry's in the slot. Brandon Davis and Manica, on the right side.
And there was a run. Manica did get the first down on that run.
Yeah, first terrific
and then
run.
The personal foul was called after the play. So he gets the first down.
From the spot of the foul, yeah.
12, 13-yard run, and then they move it back 15.
Yeah. So here's the snap. He hands it off. Train gets it. Oh, he faked it to Manica. I thought he actually gave it to him. He put it in his gut and tucked it and pulled it back out, but... Drain on the kind of a zone read option there. He fakes it to Manica, and he tries to go up the middle, and he slipped. Looks like he just lost his footing there. Of course, the grass in the middle field's kind of choppy. It's seen better days, but Drain slipped a little bit and goes down at about the 26, 27-yard line. No gain, if any. I mean, maybe a little, not much. Second down and 10, 1:12 and counting. Rockets lead 21-0 first quarter over Breckenridge. Drain gets the snap. He hands it off to Manica this time, who's daring somebody to step in front of him, and you can just see the fear in that defender's eyes, could you not? That's a touchdown. He's in, 27 yards out. Manica with another great run on the handoff from Tyler Drain. And I couldn't quite make out the number of the defender there.
It was a safety. It was Anthony Wood, and just to give you an example, he's 5'10", listed as 5'10", 150.
Compared to 5'10", 205.
You are not going to stop a Mack truck coming through. He just bowled right over him. That'd be like me getting out there trying to stop him. That's not going to happen.
Kind of like you trying to stop me, huh?
Sure.
Not really. But you said Mack truck. I'm going to go ahead and call it a Manica truck. Cause he's
a Manica truck. He
should have his own trucking company right now. If you could only see it. I know the people listening on the radio can't really see it, so we'll try to paint this picture. He gets the handoff. Manica does. Busts through the line of scrimmage. He breaks a couple arm tackles at about the 20. Gets to the 10, he starts picking up some steam, and defender's eyes were big as saucers, and he didn't really make an effort. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, about 30 seconds, and we'll be back. Rockets lead 28-0 after the Josh Edwards extra point.
Your Rockets and Titans Sports Station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
And we welcome you back in here to 93.3 WXLN Radio. We are here tonight with the Shelby County Rockets taking on the, I guess you should say, under everything, really. And it looks bad right now. And I don't mean that in any bad way towards Breckenridge County, but they're just, and we talked about it, they're outgunned badly here in all facets of the game. It's 28-0, 58 seconds to go in the first quarter. This is a little bit shorter kick. Oh, yeah, it hit at the goal line. So it was a little bit shorter kick for Edwards. It hits the goal line, gets into the end zone. That's going to be another touchback. And I don't know how many he's kicked this year. I'm probably guessing around he's got to be at 50 or 60 kickoffs, give or take. And that would be 49 to 50 touchbacks. So Edwards slowly comes off the field, and he wants his spotlight here.
It's an underrated aspect of football. It's the special teams, and everybody's going to talk about defense. They're going to talk about offense. With Shelby County, you're going to talk about all the studs they have on the offensive side of the ball. But what Edwards has been able to do in the kicking game, in especially in high school, because you just don't see it in high school. I mean, you'll have some kickers that are, man, they're good in high school. This kid is a legitimate
kicker. He's a weapon.
Kicker. He is.
And back to the game. Sorry, we were a little bit late getting back in there. Sosh was in the shotgun, gets a snap and turns around and hands it off to his lone back beside him. And no sooner than he got the handoff, there was two Rockets there to greet him. And one of them, I think, was number 99, Jordan Staten. He's a big defensive lineman, 245 pounds. He's been playing extremely well lately as well. And really, you know, I say that, but all the Rockets have been playing extremely well on defense. So, you know, it's been fun to watch these guys kind of grow as the year goes on, and they're learning their positions a little bit better. And for such a young team, man, the future is bright, and I'm excited about next year as well. Snap on the shotgun formation to get the snap. He was shooting for a wide receiver going down the left-hand side, and I'm not sure what Sosh was looking at because I saw double coverage, Drain and Catlett over, Drain and Davis. I can't see who it is. Tyler Drain came over. Or, no, I'm sorry, it's Devin Mantilla over there. Yeah, number 10, Devin Mantilla, come over from his safety position. I mean, that was the one-on-one coverage was bad enough. I mean, you're not going to complete that pass with Brandon Davis on you like that. Well, and then Devin Mantilla was right there, so I'm not sure what Sosh. I guess he thought he could thread the needle that wasn't there.
He actually had, if you looked at it, he actually, before the second man came in, Mantilla, he had Davis by a few steps. And the only thing I saw when I looked down the sideline at about the 40, here comes Davis 3 yards past, and he just blows right past him.
Yeah. He was behind, but made up for it real quick. Gets the snap, rolls right, turns left, throws across his body, and we've got a very good play by Brandon Davis. We just talked about him. again, he's looking for the wide receiver. I'm trying to see what that guy's number is, who that is they're looking at. I believe that is number 4, Damon Thompson, who's senior, 5'10", 145. That's who it appears to be. They've kind of targeted him more than anything. Actually, number 3. Okay, so number 3, Dominic Tozier, another senior, 5'10", 150. He's actually their kicker and wide receiver, and he also punts and plays defensive back. And so there he is punting the ball, and I guess he's tired because that punt did not look good.
That
shanked off his foot. He punted it from about the 10, and it went off to the right side, came over here on our side towards us. Goes out of bounds at about the 36, 30. We'll see where they spot it at. Well, they're giving him... Okay, I thought they were going to spot at the 40. I was like, well, I don't know where they're getting that from. That's just where the ref happened to be standing when he caught the ball. So the 34-yard line. So the Rockets, there's 2.8 seconds right. left in the quarter, so there's plenty of time for them to score before this quarter is over and go up 35-0. So Drain and the Rockets take over at the 34, leading by 4 scores already. He sends Perry in motion behind him. Fakes the handoff to Manica, pitches to Perry around the right. He's got the corner. He's at the 30, 25, 20. Got a man chasing, and he breaks another tackle down the sideline. He's in for a touchdown. Wow. I cannot believe what I just saw there. It looked like it was going to be about a 10 or 15-yard gain, and Michael Perry using that speed and the power. Perry's got a lot of power when he runs. You know, you see how fast he is, but he's actually, I mean, when he gets a lot of hits, you know, up top, waist area, and bounces off of him. He uses his stiff arm really well. And just like he did there, you know, he gets the corner, makes a couple guys miss. One guy bounces off of him, and he trots on in for a touchdown. And that was, what was that, 34 yards?
Yeah, he got 34 yards on the touchdown.
So, and they go up 34-0, and here we go with Josh. Oh, they are going for 2. So I guess the only thing I can think, and we got here, Drain gets the handoff, fakes it to Manica, and he tries to go up the middle with it. He was stopped short. So it remains 34-0 into the first quarter, and we'll talk about the decision to go for 2 when we come back from this quick commercial break. I'm going to send it back to the studio.